for a lot of people who are my generation, that's like, wow, I mean, wait a minute, that's not the way it used to be, and it wasn't. But the growth has been primarily in northwest Arkansas, in central Arkansas, and northeast Arkansas to include Jonesboro, Paragould, Blytheville area. Those have been the real rapidly growing areas. And the concentration in those 15 counties are primarily northwest Arkansas with about 7 and central Arkansas with about 8. So as you draw those districts, you have to divide them by 4. 2.9, so you can get 725,000 people. And so the 4th district, as it now stands, doesn't have that many people. The 1st district, as it now stands, doesn't have that 725,000 people. The 2nd district has more than that, and the 3rd district has more than that. So you've got to pick them somewhere. And this is not distinct to Arkansas. This is happening across the land. We're becoming a more urban country there. And as that is happening across the 48, lower 48 states, people are facing this very same issue. For us, when for most of the states, what's happened is the bodies that decide on the boundaries for congressional districts are abandoning the once thought sort of sacred concept that you didn't divide a county, you didn't divide a city. That cities and counties were preeminent and they should always remain intact. And so you would keep that and you would keep those lines sacred. And for the legislature in Arkansas this time, they know they have to divide counties. For states like Arkansas that have national forest and have big state forests, but particularly national forest, and in the north central part of our state, in some of the counties, 70 and 80% of all the land mass is in the national mm-hmm. forest system. So you can't have any residents there, so they have such a small population. It creates a very difficult task.
And you wrote a letter last week to the members of the Chamber of Commerce sort of stating your opinion that you felt like it was not a good policy for Fayetteville to be taken into the 4th. And I'm wondering, how did you first become aware that that was even a plan?
Well, I first learned that the idea was at least being debated about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. I'd have to go back to my calendar and see. But I was in Little Rock for what we call Northwest Arkansas Legislative Night Out. And I have a lot of old friends from my days in public service in Little Rock and living there. And one of my old friends said to me, well, I hear that Fayetteville's going to be in either the 4th Congressional District or the 1st Congressional District. And I scoffed, to be real direct about it. I said, yeah, right, and pigs can fly, and you'll sell me a bridge over the Mississippi River. And he goes, no, seriously, the person said to me, it's being discussed. And I said, you must be kidding, or you have taken leave of your senses. And he said, I'm going to tell you one more time. In fact, I said to some people, reporting this conversation, I said to the person who told me this, I said, let me tell you, there's a greater chance that Hades will freeze over than that would happen. And he looked at me and said, it's getting cold in Hades. So I was aware then, made some comments to some people saying that that's legislative leaders, that bad idea, didn't work, community of interest kinds of things. And then I've tried to follow it. And so following it, I learned Tuesday of last week that the idea was catching some wind and beginning to sail a little bit, and people were beginning to say that might work. And the problem with dealing with redistricting on a straight mathematical equation, which is the easiest way to deal with it, but can be the most harmful, in my opinion, because along with the requirement of one person, one vote, is the requirement that you do try to preserve political entities, cities and counties intact if possible, and you certainly try to preserve communities of interest. And so the proposals that I had heard 3.5 weeks ago put Fayetteville with West Memphis and Fayetteville with Lake Village and Fayetteville with Texarkana, and we don't have community of interest.
When you use that term, what do you mean, community of interest?
Community of interest means a couple of things. First of all, it means that the sort of the fabric of your business community centers around a common base for that business. Now, in this instance, part of our common base for business is the university, because there are 21,500 students. And so they need to be, they being the students and the faculty, need to be have made available to them the services that they would demand: food, laundry, dry cleaning, haircut, movie theaters, pharmacies, the things that that student population wouldn't want. Secondly, in our community of interest, because we have manufacturing in the food processing thing with Pinnacle Foods and with Tyson's Tortilla Plant and those sort of things, there's a big part of the economy for here, all of my natural life. And so literally, that's a part of our community of interest. Then you add to that the way that the community reacts to the people within it. We don't have common barriers that separate the 540 communities. We're not a, we're not separated by a lake or a mountain. We're not separated by a canyon. And that's not true in other parts of the state and in other states. So we have that sort of community of interest. And then you have the historical interest about how institutions, educational institutions, athletic competitions between schools, high schools and others, and academic competition between high schools and others. Then you have the issue of churches, and then you have the issues of recreation and all those things. And so that's how I would define community of interest. And what I said in my observation in the letter that I sent out to the chamber members was that we don't have those institutions that we share in common with Warren, Arkansas, or with Calhoun County, which is Hampton, Arkansas. We haven't had high school competitions in anything. We don't share common recreational facilities. We don't share common employment backgrounds. And when they were talking about the first congressional district, I grew up over there. I grew up about 40 miles from West Memphis. My folks were farmers. We raised cotton and we raised soybeans. Those are row crops. You plant them in a row, and you have a growing season and a harvesting season, and they have nothing to do with chickens. They have nothing to do with food processing. They have none of those. And in Mississippi County, or in Calhoun County where Hampton is, or in Bradley County where Warren is, there are no institutions of higher learning. And there are no institutions of higher learning that have 2,100 students, much less 21,000 students. And so you begin to see, okay, what is that community of interest? And there is a community of interest at Warren in Bradley County, mm-hmm. With Monticello, which does have a university, the University of Arkansas at Monticello. And part of that is the economy that centers around truck farming, tomatoes, pink tomatoes. And that's a part of who they are. And also timber, and that's part of who they are. And also oil, and that's part of who they are. And that's the same true with Calhoun County and Hampton, and going over to Columbia County, which is Magnolia. And so you begin to see those things. And when you're doing redistricting, you must, I believe, you must recognize those communities of interest as being a very important part of the decision-making process, not just mathematics.
Well, but politically, some have argued that, you know, Fayetteville tends to go Democrat. The northern part, Benton County, tends to go Republican. So actually the community of interest there politically falls in line with District 4, which tends to go Democrat.
But see, I don't think redistricting has anything to do with politics. Mm-hmm. It does practically.
Doesn't or shouldn't?
Yeah.
Well, I think legally it doesn't.
Okay.
I think pragmatically it shouldn't. But practically speaking, of course, politics is a part of everything. It's like breathing, you know. It's a part of everything, and it's a sport in Arkansas, and we enjoy the sport much like we enjoy the Razorbacks. But I would say to you that in the charge to the Arkansas General Assembly, and into the charge to the Board of Apportionment that will do legislative redistricting, the law says you can't do it on partisan grounds. The law says you can't do this to benefit Democrats or Republicans or Libertarians or Tea Party people or whomever, and that makes sense. Good government's good politics, and if it isn't, you shouldn't be in politics. And this is good government to keep a community together. The notion that I heard, and I read this in the paper over the weekend, well, we would be more likely to elect a Democrat from Fayetteville because we would be the largest force in the 4th Congressional District because we are the third largest city in Arkansas. Now, let's examine that for a second. If the district must be 725,000 people and we are 73,000 people, then 650,000 or 90% of the district would be outside the city of Fayetteville. Now, I can count votes. And so you're saying, well, yeah, we'll elect somebody from Fayetteville down. You tell me, there are lots of people in Northwest Arkansas who've never been to Calhoun County or to Hampton, Arkansas, and don't know how to get there. There are a lot of people who've never been to Warren, Arkansas, and Bradley County to the Pink Tomato Festival and don't have any knowledge about how to get there or any desire to really go. I happen to know these communities because I was a statewide office holder and I did all kinds of functions there. They're wonderful communities.
I was born and raised down there.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful. I mean, I love it. Some of those communities I've just really, really have had a continuing love affair with for since I got involved in politics. They're such gracious and talented and gifted people. But the point is, we're doing redistricting on one person, one vote, not one Republican and one Democrat. We're doing one person, one vote. And the assumption that you do it to benefit a party is the practicality of it in a sense, if you can, you will, because incumbents tend to try to protect incumbents. But the goal and the law says you can't do it on partisan grounds, and the goal is you should not want to. And when you, I think, make too much an effort to do it on a partisan ground. And in my letter, I said I thought this idea of taking Fayetteville and putting it in the 4th Congressional District was overly political.
There are people in Boone County. When Congressman Womack was there visiting last week, I read in the Harrison Daily Times, this was a big discussion. They said, please, we don't want to leave the 3rd. You have the Fort Smith Board of Directors. They've passed resolutions, sent them down to Little Rock. We don't want to leave. We hear Fayetteville, Rogers, Siloam Springs. No one wants to leave. The decision will have to be made.
Yeah, they have to leave. Yeah.
Yes. And so what kind of perspective you have as someone who held statewide office when you have people on all sides that say they don't want something to happen, but you've got to make it happen in some way?
Well, I do have some perspective. I was on the Board of Apportionment, and we did redistricting in 1980. So I met with delegations from all over the state. And in particular, I remember White County delegation coming to see me, and that's Searcy, Arkansas. That's where Governor Beebe was first elected to the state Senate from. And their argument was that 10 years before, Searcy County had been split in half. And so it was unfair to them because they lost that community of interest because they didn't have a senator elected from the county, but someone outside the county on both sides. So they really had no person in public office residing in White County. And it was somebody else's time to be split. And their candidate was happened to be a guy named Mike Beebe, mm-hmm. who went on to be elected and served 20 years in the Senate and be attorney general and be governor. And I listened. And then I listened to the people in Northwest Arkansas, and I listened to the people in the Delta. And in that time, now that's 30 years ago, draw a line from Jonesboro to Texarkana. If you were east and south of that line, just like now, you lost population. If you were west and north of that line, just like now, you grew, which meant districts had to get bigger east and south of that, and incumbents had to run against each other. And on the north side of that line and west side of that line, districts had to get smaller, and a couple of new districts were created. One was in the River Valley along with Marlton and some of the other areas. One was up here in the Northwest Quadrant. So, I mean, you know, a decision does have to be made, and it's a matter of weighing how to best make that decision, and no one decision will be right for everyone.
And one last question. What do you think will happen? Do you dare make a prediction?
I don't dare. I've been a student of politics too long. I studied political science as a student and loved it as a very young man and have been a student of it all my life. And no, you don't predict. But you do encourage debate and you do encourage forthright conversation. And so and sometimes forthright conversation can be difficult to hear. And I know from the reaction we had at the chamber that
this is Friday during the forum.
During the forum, and then the emails that we've received in response, that I've received in response, that the majority, there were two that said, well, I guess we could think about it. One said, and it's not bad for Democrats, but the rest of them said, so the vast majority said, we've got to redistrict, you got to draw these lines, but this idea is not one that has merit. And, and to some of the people I spoke to, including some of the people in the state Democratic Party, I said, I understand there has to be changes, and I will support those changes. What I cannot support is a change that doesn't affect the entire county or doesn't affect the entire region. You could draw the 4th Congressional District where Benton County was in it. Mm-hmm. You can get 725,000 people many ways. It doesn't have to cross the whole 3rd. That's part of the African-American debate in the 1st and 4th District. If you're going to create a 40% African-American district on the eastern and southern end of our state, you're going to take some of the 2nd District out of there because of the large African-American population in Pulaski County. And so then you have Pulaski County people saying, well, I don't have anything in common with Warren. I don't want to go to West Memphis. I don't go over there, you know. So if you wanted to just put 725, an easy way to do it is start in Benton County and go down the western edge of the state and make an L. Turn mm-hmm. right at Texarkana. And come and you pick up the second largest county, Benton, the third largest county, Washington, the fifth largest county, Sebastian, going down to Miller County, which would be in the top 20 counties. Pick over there and pick up Hot Springs and Garland County, which would be in the top 20 counties. And you won't have to go to El Dorado. You got a really good looking district. Now, it has, what is the community of interest? What is the community of interest from the Missouri border to the Louisiana border? That goes all the way down the Oklahoma border. You can make an argument. But when you do redistricting again and you look at what the courts say, you're supposed to recognize that community of interest, and that community of interest is initially defined by the existing boundaries. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could just throw it all out and start again, and we could have 4 linear districts. One down the Mississippi Riverside and one down the Oklahoma side.
Just columns.
4 columns. We'll rest on these columns. Now, the problem with that is in this north central portion of our state, that just from Little Rock north, there's hardly anybody there. When you go to Searcy County and when you go to Van Buren County and
Stone County,
Newton County, there's just nobody there because it's national forest. And it's a part of what makes our state great. But yeah, you could do columns. In this instance, what the legislature has the very difficult task, and I do not
envy them.
Envy, good word. I do not envy them. Very difficult task. So they'll make a good decision, and it'll come out right. But as to the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, our voice was loud and clear. We don't want to be a part of the 4th District as that procedure was drawn. If you come back and put Benton and Washington and Crawford and Sebastian and a bunch of us in there, well, maybe we'll look at it. But, you know, as that one was offered, it didn't make sense to us.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.